Hello and welcome to Parking Thought, the podcast and YouTube channel where I share my thoughts when I park, sometimes in a chair, oftentimes in my car. On this show, we explore the contribution of systems and people we often take for granted. Curiosity meet gratitude. My name is Jacob, and I'm glad you're here today. In this edition, we're going to talk about three letters, BSD. And if we were to use our military phonetic alphabet, it would be Bravo Sierra Delta. Now, what that really stands for is not Bravo Sierra Delta. It actually stands for Berkeley Software Distribution. And it's probably one of those things you haven't heard of, although it is probably one of those things that is helping to make your life better. So Berkeley Software Distribution is a particular distribution of Unix. And Unix, you might have heard of, is an older operating system that has been very inspirational to a lot of folks and a lot of systems that we run today. Linux essentially is a version of a, not a version, it leverages some of the normalcies of Unix to be able to function, and so does BSD. Now, BSD has a couple of different flavors out there now. There's FreeBSD and OpenBSD, and what these mean are these are different groups that are kind of separated off into different things that they were, different ideas on how they think things should run. And so because the code was open source, they were able to take it and do their own modifications and create their own groups with it. And that's cool that they're out there and neat to know, right? But how does this impact you, right? So I want to bring this up because I'm almost guaranteeing you guys that this is impacting you. So one of the things that's out there in the BSD world is something called ZFS, right? ZFS, that's another acronym. That's another three-letter acronym we've got to have out there. So some people call it ZFS, right? Those in Canada and the UK and Australia call it ZFS. Wonderful, right? If we were to do the military phonetic alphabet, it would be Zulu, Zulu, Foxtrot, Sierra, right? But ZFS, right, typically up until only recently, like in the last 3-4 years, only ran on BSD. Now, why do you care about ZFS and BSD? Well, it's really pretty simple. You see, back a few years ago, before video streaming and audio streaming was normal, right, we had to solve some very core problems in the tech industry. And I'm not saying we as in I solve these problems. I'm saying we as a society had to solve these problems, right? So they had to solve some very core problems in the tech industry. And one of them was, how do we manage all of that content? How do you deliver high quality, high definition video down to people's homes and make it so it feels seamless between the time that you click the button and the time that it shows up, right? How can you solve that problem? And there's a few different techniques that have been applied, a few different codecs that are out there to help make that happen. That's the encoding and decoding of information, right? How do you have that decoding of information happen so seamlessly on older machines, right? So that way you don't end up with the stuttering and other things like that that can occur. Well, what BSD did and what ZFS did is BSD had ZFS on it. ZFS stands for zettabyte or something like that, like file system, right? So the idea here is that it can handle a whole lot of information, right? It's designed to handle multiple hard drives working in harmony, so that way you're not spending the time that a hard disk. Remember, on the back end, like solid state drives are great for in your machine, but solid state drives at quantity, right? When you're talking about super, super large size drives, and also the are still spinning, right? They're still spinning disks. So we haven't hit the price point where, you know, solid state drives are everywhere yet. And again, this was also developed a few years ago when spinning disks were the norm. And so what ZFS does is it helps you manage your hard drives in a way that can, you know, allow the information to be easily read. It can also allow the information to fail. You can have a hard drive failure, right? And if you're running ZFS, you are more easily able to recover from that hard drive failure. Like the guys who do this and are good at this are like way nerded out on this. And it's easy to come back from a ZFS hard drive failure as long as you've got things configured properly ahead of time. So now that's really cool, right? The video that you've been watching, you know, probably this content and others are helped and enabled by this technology, right? So BSD is just this way cool operating system that had this ability to run file storage. I bring this up because nerding out about file storage and how file formats are done is not necessarily normal, right? Like Windows, which most people in the world tend to run when it comes to their desktop PCs, right? Windows has not updated their file system to be able to do any of this cool sort of stuff at all. Like they went to NTFS, I think late 90s, early 2000s, and they haven't done anything else with it, right? Apple looked at ZFS as inspiration for what they did to their operating system, I think 3 years ago now, when they did APFS or Apple File System that's out there now. Okay, so file systems are something people care about, and they really do exist, and they are out there. And BSD, right, was this one that had ZFS on it. Now, what is really cool about BSD in one regard is that, you know, just like a lot of other open source projects, people can contribute back to the code. People can contribute back to the code. So a few years ago, BSD was the operating system that was responsible for at least one third of the internet traffic out there. I mean, think of that. Think of if you were smart enough to find a way to improve that code and send that off to the team, and they accepted that code and put that in. What an amazing resume bullet you would have had. You would have been able to say, hey, my code is helping to make, you know, one third of all internet traffic, you know, all internet traffic, you know, function even better, right? That would have been so cool to say, right? And the reason why that is because of the way ZFS ran, and the fact that Netflix, yes, Netflix runs BSD, something significant and awesome. And one of the ways that they do BSD is they will actually, they take your local internet service provider who has, you know, little shacks or whatever around the area, or other locations where they can store servers. And they've been able to walk up their local internet service provider and say, hey, here's this server full of hard drives. Drop this on your network, and it'll reduce the amount of traffic that has to go back between Netflix headquarters and then the actual, you know, users using it. And what that hard drive array inside of those servers is doing is it's taking, you know, the 8,000 or 10,000 most popular titles and making sure that they're really close to the person who's at that location, so they can click on the button and it'll go faster and better. And so this is one of those areas where if you're not in a tech, you probably didn't notice. And if you wondered why people paid attention to things like file system formats, right, and the differences they can make, it's because they wanted to contribute to something big. And this is one of those ways where it happened. So today on Parking Thought, right, we're saying thank you to BSD and their great community that they've got there. They run differently than what I want to run, right? They have a different logic than what I want to run. That doesn't mean I can't appreciate what they've done, right? And the fact that we have so much content so readily available and have been able to rethink some of our norms, you know, because of what these guys were able to challenge in the industry, and really do appreciate it. So the BSD group, if you guys want to go learn more about that, I would recommend checking out FreeBSD and OpenBSD. And there is a podcast available on Jupiter Broadcasting's network called BSD Now. And it's run by a gentleman named Alan Jude. And Alan is an absolute gentleman. And FreeBSD and OpenBSD are really great projects to kind of introduce yourself to open source. They do run differently than the Linux project, and that can be more to your taste or less, but that's up to you. You have a choice. And in the meantime, next time you click on a Netflix video, or probably any content online, think of how, you know, you can be grateful for the folks that have, you know, put their time into an open source project that allowed them to manage zettabytes worth of files. So that's it for this edition of Parking Thought. This podcast can be delivered directly to your favorite device by using the subscribe links you can find in the show notes or over at parkingthought.com. And remember, in a world where you can choose to be anything, why not choose to be grateful?